originally published on March 5, 2011. Now it is Libya, which, as compared to Tunisia and Egypt, is proving to be much tougher and bloody. The reason for that, probably, is that Libyan. The dictator, now, who was an Arab/African leader until, a few days ago, is proving to be a hard nut to crack and seems to be consolidating his stronghold effectively. How long would he be able to cling on to the power is anyone's guess. The revolution, however, seems to have become everyday routine, spreading the ripple effects, eroding the status quo along with the secret arrangements made with the dictators on the block. It is evident that this sweeping change would entail far and wide-ranging ramifications, especially for us, as it is unpredictable as to what form of governments would take shape in these countries and how pro- or anti-West posture would they adopt. This very situation is exposing the anxiety attack on the hawks, neocons and the Christian-dominant worldview protagonists all around the world and especially those of the West. Nervous hawks, such as John McCain and Joe Lieberman, both disgruntled old hags who do not know anything else to survive, but to cling on to Senate-sponsored federal assistance program, have started gushing fire of military intervention and no-fly zone, etc. Greater than realignments in the Middle East, in the wake of receding West. These forces, self-proclaimed, self-appointed and undisputed leader/custodian of the world, have started contemplating steering this revolution in the direction of their choice to protect their interests in this most crucial and important region of the world. President Obama's prudent calibration in issuing policy statements is being criticized for not being bold enough, by these very forces, neocons, hawks and CDWVPs. Some of them are suggesting direct intervention under the guise of helping the protesters and also imposing the no-fly zone umbrella, which, according to U.S. generals, is not practical as it would strictly be a military option. The most foolish example of their nervousness is the implication of Iran in this revolution, which General Mullen has categorically trashed. Many of the opposing forces within NATO and outside NATO, including the Arab League and Asian bloc, have voiced against any foreign intervention, including that of the United Nations. In any event, any intervention carried out would, most definitely, be counterproductive and inflame the already strong anti-West feelings even further. This is the time for the West to redeem itself of the past misadventures by letting the masses of the Mideast determine and carve out the way of their destiny and choice, without the contamination of Western commandeering. This will create room for mutual coexistence with respect for each other. It becomes even more astutely important in the backdrop of the USA being on the decline and losing its edge of world leadership role, whereas Europe is financially and morally already bankrupt. Greater than the singularity of the Grand Tahrir Square at the eventual horizon. Those with the keen sense of observation, some goosebumps must have arisen lately, as the revolution seems to be showing some undercurrents of losing its steam and may prove to be short-lived, opposed to the overwhelming notion of sweeping the entire Mideast and Africa. In Yemen, President Saleh is holding on and Gaddafi may outlive the uprising as he seems to be in no hurry to surrender and have some forces within and without the country supporting him in the larger interest of the dictatorial fraternity. Once again, we in the West need to be careful lest we have to bite the bullet. It would be much more eventful in the history of mankind if this kind of revolt or uprising takes place in India, as it is already overdue in that region, in my opinion, needs that kind of reshaping and overhauling, creating several smaller states to spur the progress and poverty alleviation of the millions of downtrodden. There is also a need for some sort of unification or federation between Afghanistan and Pakistan, as this would harmonize the interests of the two counties and spread the opportunities to landlocked Afghanistan by opening the route to neighboring newly independent states to the hot waters for trade and commerce. It would also create much-needed political and trade equilibrium in the region in the face of emerging China and declining U.S. and economically bankrupt Europe. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst. Greater than.